I'll get me a good hot fire in my fireplace. Now, I never kept my ashes out of my fire to place very well. And I did it for one reason exclusively, really, burn better. And they get the ashes hot and the coals in there. It makes a hotter fire. And at night, just before going to bed, a short while before going to bed, I'd usually get a big back log, a log of wood,
yeah,
and put it on there and get in the fire and get it just burning all over. And I'd get my shovel and I'd dig the ashes out,
yeah,
pull my andirons out and let them drop down in the ashes and dig out and coals and things. And I'd pile that over those logs. And the next morning, I'd get up there and rake those ashes off, and I'd have just a glowing coals, and it'd probably even blaze after it got out in the air, you see. And I didn't have any trouble at all making fires under those circumstances. Of course, if you had to start from scratch, you had to have kindling. Some people use a little kerosene.
Up over the fireplace, did you have something?
We had a mantelpiece.
Yeah.
That's where Santa Claus used to fill my stockings. Around it, he'd hang his stockings around. I remember one time when I was a kid, my parents put some chocolate candy in some of the stockings. The fire got hot there and it melted that candy and it made the damnedest mess you ever saw in those stockings. And I've seen we'd kill birds and things like that and hang them by a thread, tack in the mantelpiece and hang them down there in front of the fire, right in front of the fire. Papa take a roller stick and keep them turning, you know, and cook birds and things of that kind in front of the fire.
Really?
Mm.
Well, I know one reason why you probably didn't want to keep that fireplace, keep the coals out.
Hmm?
That black stuff you got all over your face when you were trying to clean them.
Smart. Well, the swallows usually kept the chimneys clean pretty well.
How would they do that?
They roosted in the chimneys. They nested in them. In the summertime.
Yeah.
They
knocked us.
But I have had them. Now that house there, as I was showing you, that second house I had,
mm-hmm,
that was a tall old house, a two-story house, and the roofing was just too steep as could be. And I've had those chimneys that sit to catch on fire in them.
Mm-hmm.
And the roofing was covered with cypress shingles. And those sparks would come out of those chimneys and set that house fire. And I've had to crawl up on that house in the winter when the wind was blowing just as cold as you, the cold as the devil when you'd catch a fire. And I'd take a rope and draw water, have somebody down below to fill the buckets, and take it up and sit up there on that chimney till the fire burned out, keep from setting the house afire. And throw water on the sparks as it'd come out and damn the roof down. There's a pain, eh? Everybody can talk about them like they want them, but back in those days, those fireplaces, they never warmed a room like we get it today. You'd stand up in front of the fire and burn up, and